most of the work that I've done over the last 8 or 9 years has to do with strategy and how you formulate strategy in a company and then implement strategy in a company. By the way, I have a little vineyard. It is an awful lot of work. And also depends a lot on the way you want to manage your vineyard. Well, I'm going to tell you, managing these cultural issues in an organization is the same way. When you talk to managers and you tell them, because I've been in the role of a manager and I've been in the role of a consultant. And when you're a consultant, you can't really influence those things. You're not a leader in the organization. You're kind of an observer, and you can observe things, but the manager that works in the organization has to lead in the organization. If we think about our organization like a garden, all right, these little dilemmas are like weeds that grow up in the garden. They're like little bugs that get into the garden, all right? And what happens if you don't deal with these weeds? Because this stuff has grown everywhere. It's an amazing weed, and it just grows. There's so many weeds like that that can cause your garden, basically, to simply get smothered. The same is true in an organization. If you have these small dilemmas, and as a leader in the organization, you don't go in and deal with these dilemmas, reconcile them, find ways to compromise, find ways to overcome the tension and the conflict that's caused by them, then you'll start to have weeds in your garden. You'll start to have these dilemmas growing up everywhere. You can't implement the plans and the things that you want to do in your organization.